Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Applebon showed Rafi Devers a lot of respect yesterday. And I'm laughing because, first off, you just say the name Jonathan Papelbon. What immediately I just think of the choke out and the dugout between him and Bryce Harper in Philly, right?
I think of
was
Riverdance.
Gabe Kapler the manager then, by the way? Was he?
He might have been.
I think he might have been the manager then.
I think of him being obviously a World Series champion and, okay. And Riverdance. And
you think of the
him embracing the whole Bostonite.
Shipping up to Boston, the song, yeah, right? Dropkick Murphys. You think about that. Departed. It was pretty cool.
The Departed.
Yeah. The Departed.
One of the, I think for me, it's a top 10 movie all time.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ooh. That's a good one. Definitely top 10 like mob movie ever,
it's so,
for sure.
It's
maybe
so
top
great.
Five.
Rewatchable. It's so great.
It's a remake of, I believe, a Japanese film, but like they obviously Americanized it, and like the Scorsese did his own spin-off of it. The cast is just so amazing in there. But to your point, Papelbon, from 05 to 2011 with the Red Sox, he was as good as anyone when it came to closing. He has 368 saves. Guy was legit.
Wow.
368 saves, wow. World Series champion, six-time All-Star. Right? Like, he's a Red Sox Hall of Fame, which that, like, I was talking about old school red, like franchises. Red Sox Hall of Fame is, like, that's legit.
Pretty impressive.
That's pretty impressive. So, the guy knows his stuff in that regard. Now, he's always been, as I've mentioned, a character. Very fiery, very amped up, in your face. Kind of a jerk, labeled as that throughout his career. But he was on yesterday with Mark Willard and Mark Grandy filling in for Dan Dibley. And he had a lot of interesting things to say, Joe. And we're going to go through this and just react, because I do think now that we've come off the euphoria and the high just a little bit from Rafi Devers, and a lot of that was just the celebration of the move itself yesterday. Now that I've had some time to step back, take a deep breath, you know, we were on the call last night, and I said something like, you know, when something seems too good to be true in any walk of life, usually it is. Now, that doesn't mean that it can't be great for the Giants in this regard when you only give up Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, and a couple of prospects you may never see at the big league level. But that being said, when I got guys like Papelbon, I got a lot of different people I'm seeing on the internet talking about Devers, whether it was the weight, whether it was the attitude, whether it was the leadership, lack thereof. You know, I started to think about it. I was like, all right, well, is there a chance that this could be a little bit combustible here? Well, let's start first and foremost with Papelbon yesterday on our airwaves talking about the leadership of Devers, or as he puts it, lack thereof.
No, I don't think the Red Sox care anymore. I think the biggest concern was getting rid of him, getting rid of someone who, when we ask him to do something, rebukes everything that they ask him to do. I can honestly tell you that as long as he's been here, he hasn't been a part of any team functions, and there's the team and then Rafael Devers. And you cannot win, I don't care in what league, when you don't have all 25 players all pulling in the same direction. It only takes one guy to be pulling in a different direction for a team to go down.
It was the team and then Rafael Devers, as Jonathan Papelbon, who's still very tight with the organization, tight with ownership. Obviously, he's going to have a Boston angle in all of this. He's a Red Sox Hall of Famer. We understand that. He does have a bias, and he'd tell you that too. But did that, you know, when you hear that, team and then Rafi Devers, what is going through your mind when you hear a guy like that, a Red Sox legend, saying that?
What goes through my mind is, of all fan bases in the history of sports, who's accustomed to kind of a selfish jerk who performs on the field, I think it would be the San Francisco Giants fans who supported Barry Bonds for two decades. Would it not?
I mean,
would it not?
Yeah.
We looked the other way for two decades. So I understand why every single Boston fan thinks that he is not a team player and this, that, and the other. Look.
Bonds was winning MVPs, though. Like, there's talent versus tolerance in all this scenario. Like, Barry Bonds might be the greatest player in the history of the sport.
Also might be the biggest jerk in baseball
history. Doesn't matter. If you're the biggest jerk, but you're also the best player, but that's, again, talent versus tolerance here.
Again, you're asking me and I'm telling you that Giants fans don't care. They just don't. We've had a lot of really nice, good guys, clubhouse guys. Like, we need a bat, dude. We need an impact bat. And if the guy was a jerk in Boston, we're willing to give him a fresh start over here. You know, when people go through some sort of a breakup or whatever, you change jobs, like, you do learn from your experiences. You do. And I think that when you show up to the new place, you show up, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whatever it is, and you're going to be on your best behavior to start with. This is the same working theory that I had regarding Jimmy Butler. Right. He's going to show up here and he's going to be like, yeah, this is a totally fresh new start. Here's what we don't know, Joe. You know what we don't know? We don't know exactly what happened between Craig Breslow, the owner, John Henry, and Rafael Devers over the last 4 years. Forget once they asked him to play a specific position in the Bregman situation. We don't know what preceded that. And him not wanting to be the face of the Red Sox, I mean, that sounds like a lot of different guys that I've heard in baseball. There's a guy by the name of Mike Trout who never gets crushed, who has specifically been said by every single beat writer, well, he doesn't want to be the face of baseball. He doesn't want to be the face of the Angels. Well, and yet, that's never been a negative for him.
I think he's also said he doesn't care about it. I think there's a difference between he doesn't want to and doesn't care about it. Like, that's something that's bestowed upon a person, and he doesn't really go. He's not a flashy guy. He hangs out with his family. You can see him at Eagles games. He's a Philly fan, but, like, that's never been who Mike Trout was, and that's okay. That's
one thing I think we really underrate And I watched it in that Boston Red Sox doc, and they were alluding to it. So they have this kid, this pitcher, not Bayo, the guy that the Giants traded, another kid, Bayo, who people call like...
Scott Bayo?
They call him Baby Pedro Martinez. That's what Red Sox fans call him. And this is an element of baseball that I think we completely underrate. He has a visa, and he's working here in Boston. You know who wasn't living here for a big chunk of the year? His wife and his two kids, all right? And so... this is a guy who is from another culture and another country who's working here at the big league level, and it's just sad that he hasn't seen his kids for months on end. And you know what he does on his off days? He FaceTimes his family from his hotel room, lonely, you know? And so I don't know if that's the exact dynamic that Rafael Devers is working with, but one thing is for sure. What we think on the outside is not the reality on the inside, and every single individual that you work with is carrying some baggage in their personal life that you could never understand. So not every one of us is going to do, on this station, for example, is going to be available and able to do a TikTok live video with the boss on a Saturday night, right? Why aren't you being the face of 95.7 The Game? Well, I've got some family obligations that are preceding whatever my work obligations are currently,
yeah.
Right? And so I can't speak for what Rafael Devers signed up for, didn't sign up for, wanted to do, didn't want to do. I know this. At 7:10, when it's pitch time and the game's about to start, this dude's an absolute baller, all right? And whatever happened between Boston and Devers and Breslow and Devers and all that, it's a fresh start for me, and I understand where Papelbon's coming from. But quite frankly, it's impossible for us to understand the entire dynamic.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We got Keith Law joining us at 7:30 this hour, so be locked into that. Keith Law of The Athletic is tapped in on all things prospects. And yeah, we're talking prospects still because of what the Giants gave up to get Devers. Are they going to miss any of these guys long term? And also, when's Bryce Eldridge? You know, when's he coming up? Could he come up this year? I mean, talk about getting Devers and then getting Bryce Eldridge here as well. Be pretty insane a couple month stretch here at San Francisco. All right. So that was one cut from one Jonathan Papelbon, who again joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday.
Joe.
Dibbs out, Grandy in. Yes.
Before we move on, not every person wants to be the face of the team. And I understand we want it that, hey, the highest paid player has to be the face of the team in the public community for the Niners the last 6 or 7 years before he got cut. Who was the face of the team in the community? I'm talking about in the community.
Wait, when? Sorry, what time?
For the Niners.
For the Niners.
Before he got cut last year, who was the face of the Niners in the community?
Oh, well, what do you mean before he got cut? I think George Kittle's been the face of the guy. Fred Warner.
No.
Of the community?
No. It was Eric Armstead. It was Eric Armstead did more with the Niners the field in the community. I know.
Okay.
You know, and I'm not knocking Fred Warner, and I'm not knocking George Kittle, but they were in different spots in their career for X, Y, and Z reasons. And the guy who did the most in the community as the face, doing whether it's handing out turkeys or doing different camps.
Got it. I was confused by the question.
I'm not trying to make Eric Armstead to be better than. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that he was in a spot in his career and comfortable because he was from Sacramento to where he really felt like he needed to be involved in the community.
Right.
Right? That's unique. Like that's really unique. Not everyone is Steph Curry, you know? We just saw Jimmy Butler in Miami. Now, Jimmy's a great player, you know? But I'm sure there are a lot of things that he didn't want to do. I watched Barry Bonds not be in the team photo for a decade.
Listen, I think we're crushing Devers here, or people are crushing Devers. The comparison between him and Jimmy, and the Big Boss Man even sent a text yesterday, like, wow, the parallels between Jimmy Butler and Rafael Devers, was like, I don't see it. Like, Jimmy Butler, how many teams? This is his fifth team?
Yeah.
Like, there's a track record there, man. He's 35 years old. This is probably his last stop in the NBA. Like, there is a proven track record there that Jimmy is combustible. He has a timestamp within an organization. It's a couple years and see you later. The proof is in the pudding there. Devers, this is the first thing that's happened like this in his career. And quite frankly, the Red Sox have been in shambles the last, 5 years or so. Moving off Mookie Betts. Moving off Bogarts, or I guess Bogarts moving off them, and then Chris Sale, another guy, and then now Rafi Devers. All those guys that contributed to your last World Series win, if you're Boston, are now gone. I think that speaks more to that organization, but also there's two sides to every story. So I do think there is some culpability now from Rafi Devers. I think he pouted a little bit from what it
says. Sure, sure.
He pouted. He was in his feelings. And you know what? A change of scenery is probably going to be good for him. And you know what? It's going to be a fresh start for everyone involved. That being said, I am curious to see how, you know, the infield shapes up in this coming week. I do expect him to play tonight. Where is he going to be starting tonight, Joe? Is he going to be a DH? Is he going to be at first base? Is he going to be at third base? What is Rafi Devers going to do tonight? I can't wait. I can't wait to see
So, like, David Sampson's talked about this a lot when he's running the Marlins, and he said there were certain guys that they gave contracts to, Stanton, where he didn't want to do all that stuff. He didn't want to do public appearances. He didn't want to represent the Marlins. But he was such a great player, right? He was such a great player. Obviously, you pay that individual. But not everyone is the ultimate unicorn, which is like the Steph Curry model. That's what makes him so unique, right? Like, look, I love Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's great,
yeah.
Right? If you're asking me, like, who's more effervescent in front of a camera and in the community, it's going to be, yeah, Fred Warner or George Kittle or guys like that. No, maybe one day Brock Purdy can evolve into that kind of a guy, but not everyone's that way. Like Draymond Green, who does some great things for the community, great things for the community. But let's also remember, like, he's not the greatest clubhouse guy, using this analogy. He's not the greatest teammate of all time, right? And so as we talk about positions and where a guy wants to play, and, like, part of where the Warriors are at right now is because Trey he wants to play the four, but really his best position is the five. And, like, we've kind of had a very similar Devers-like conversation regarding Draymond Green. Now, again, that being said, do I want Draymond on every single ticket if I'm selling that I'm the Warriors? Probably not. I want to mix in some other people in there.
I guess what it comes down to is your trust in the established leadership on the team already. I think a lot of people were, you know, skeptical on Jimmy Butler joining the Warriors, not because of Steph. It was because of what? The suspendables, as we dubbed them.
Yes.
Draymond Green
and
Jimmy Butler. But I think we figured out pretty freaking quickly, like, those guys can work together because they both care and are both high IQ guys when it comes to basketball and play at both ends of the floor.
Yep.
They respect each other's game. And that's where it starts first and foremost, the respect factor, right? And the fact that Willy Adames and Rafi Devers are countrymen, teammates in the past on the Dominican national team, like, they are friends. They are tight. Willy even talked about it. Hell, do I have that guy here?
And Willy,
I want to play it here for a second. Yeah,
and Willy is a charming,
good
person to have in front of a camera.
Smile. The big smile. He's very enigmatic.
I think between Chapman and Adames, you've got two guys that are clearly able to take a lot of that face of the franchise stuff on. That doesn't mean they're the best player on the team. Like, I didn't think Eric Armstead was the best player on the team for the Niners, but in the community, he represented more.
Willy Adames here, this was from ESPN Sunday Night Baseball the other day, but this is, again, him reacting to Devers now being a member of the San Francisco Giants. Oh, can you draw my board, Carter, please, when you get the chance? Or my thing just froze, I think. It's all right. If you could play it in a second, that'd be great, but my sound just froze.
Everybody's so excited, man.
One more time.
Everybody's so excited, man. Me personally, I'm, like, thrilled, man, to have him on the team. Obviously, he's one of the best hitter in the game, and to have him in the team, I think it's going to help us, you know, to do a lot of damage in this division. And obviously, we need a bat like him in this lineup. So now, when we get Choppy back in the lineup, it's going to be exciting.
So that's the leader that he is coming into this team. Like, I look at him, Chapman, as he referenced, like, those two guys. When it comes to the everyday players, those are leaders. Now you got your pitching leaders. It's kind of like a different. And you know this. You're a coach in baseball. It's almost like offense and defense, if you will, right? You got your bullpen guys, their own little sect. They're kind of all kind of crazy. They're chilling. And then you got your starting pitchers, right? And then you got your everyday dudes, right? And some of the platooners and all of that. And they're all hanging out. So you've got that infrastructure in place, I think, for Devers to come in here. And he doesn't have to be the quote-unquote leader. You don't need him to be that. Hell, I don't even think you need him to be the face of the franchise, quite frankly. I know a lot of people are already waiting to bestow that on him. Is he already the face of the franchise? You know what I came away with over the weekend? Face of the franchise isn't even playing on the Giants right now. It's Buster Posey.
It might be.
He's the face right now of that franchise. You know what? That's not the worst thing. That's okay. It doesn't need to be a player sometimes. Sometimes it's a legend. Like, Jerry West was that dude for a while as a player and then as a GM. Now, when you're with the Lakers, it's always star-driven, and they gravitate towards the players, the Magic Johnsons, the Kobes, that, this, that, or the other, right? But there are times when You know, it's a president of baseball operations. Hell, we just had one with the A's forever. Billy Beane was the face of that franchise for 2 decades, right? John Madden with the Raiders in the 70s. He was the face. I know you had the snake there, Kenny Stabler. You had some other players, Blitnikoff, right? Art Schell. That was John Madden. Guy's larger than life. Hell, Kyle Shanahan for a minute. People, he's synonymous with the 49ers. Bill Walsh, right? So
play ball, have fun, right? And I think if those things
hit dingers.
If those things all aligned, then the guy's going to be beloved. I mean, right now, look, one man's trash is another man's treasure. That's the way Giants fans are looking at this. We are on the receiving end of someone who actually is happy to be here. You know what I mean? Like, he is thrilled to be out of Boston, happy to be here, and we're happy to have him. And so I think this is an unbelievable marriage of not just convenience, but I think of everyone needing a fresh start.
What do you want to hear from him today? Because he's going to speak to the media. There's going to be a press conference. What
I
do
just
you
want to
hear
win.
From Rafi Devers?
That's okay. What I want to hear.
Okay.
I just want to win. If he says those words, everyone's going to be on board. Because you know what Giants fans want? They want to win too. Like, that's all they want. They want to win. And I think if we get a motivated, ready to go, kind of ticked off, like, I'm okay if he's ticked off. I'm okay with that. Like, I get it. Dude, you got ran out of town, and they are rubbing dirt on your name all across the country right now. Like, right now, think about it. If he's waking up, you think he's unaware that all of Boston is taking a dump on his reputation?
Yeah.
David Ortiz, a guy that I'm sure that he knows better than any of us would even, you know, consider knowing, is talking about how he never reached back out to him. Boston media is crushing him. Craig Breslow's talking on and on and on. Maybe there were some things that he could have done better.
Jonathan Papelbon's coming on airwaves,
right?
Crapping all over.
These guys are aware. Like, he's aware of what's going on right now. And I think the last thing that he's going to do is show up here and be a malcontent. And I think that we're going to embrace him and we're going to be ready to go. I think this is going to be unbelievable. And if this guy goes on a tear this week against the Red Sox coming into town, if you don't think he's got an axe to grind, those are the people that I always want to align with. Someone who is motivated and pissed off for greatness.
We're going to have some good revenge game scenarios and go down memory lane with some revenge games. Obviously, that series happening this weekend. But the Giants are back on the bump tonight. Robbie Ray will try to bounce back from a loss last week. He's been absolutely incredible all season long.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.